こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Martha 先生。This is episode 118. Today in this episode, we will learn about ようです。Which means, it looks like. Now let's go. Previously, we learned about らしいです。Which has two meanings. The first meaning is, I heard that, which reports hearsay. The other usage of らしいです is, it is used to express judgment based on objective grounds after observing the circumstances. And today we learn about ようです, which is similar to the second usage of らしいです. So it means, it looks like. The structure is, verb, plain form plus ようです, い adjective plus ようです, な adjective plus のようです。Noun plus のようです。So in terms of the structure, we have to be careful because when it's present tense positive, it will become な adjective plus のようです and noun plus のようです。If it's らしいです, you don't have to put のin between. It will become な adjective or noun plus らしいです。So, ようです is very similar to the usage of the second meaning of らしいです. And it can be replaced. It means, it seems like, or it looks like. ようです is more based on objective judgments rather than らしいです. So, for example, I can hear a cute voice. It seems that there are children. So, cute voice is かわいい声。かわいい声。When you want to say something can be heard naturally without making any effort, we will use something が聞こえます. So, が聞こえます means can be heard.
かわいい声が聞こえます. かわいい声が聞こえます.
So, I can hear a cute voice. It seems that there are children. Children is
子供, 子供。
There are, or there is います, います. So we will change this into plain form and put together with ようです。
子供がいるようです。かわいい声が聞こえます。子供がいるようです。かわいい声が聞こえます。子供がいるようです。
So in this case, you heard a cute voice. So therefore, you can make a judgment that it seems that there are children.We can use ようです here. Another example. A lot of cars stationary. It seems that there was an accident. Car is
自動車, 自動車.
We can also use
車, 車.
Something stops is
止まります, 止まります.
When you want to say something is stationary, we will use this 手 form plus います. It becomes
止まっています。止まっています。自動車がたくさん止まっています。自動車がたくさん止まっています。
It means a lot of cars are stationary. Accident is
事故, 事故.
So there was an accident will be
事故がありました。
We will change this ありました into plain form and put together with
ようです。事故があったようです。事故があったようです。自動車がたくさん止まっています。事故があったようです。自動車がたくさん止まっています。事故があったようです。
So in this case, you can see many cars are stationary. So you, therefore, you will make a judgment that it seems that there was an accident. Therefore, we can use ようです here. It's snowing. It looks cold outside.To snow is
雪が降ります。雪が降ります。
So it is snowing is
手 form plus います。雪が降っています。雪が降っています。
Outside is
外。
外。
Cold is 寒いです。寒いです。
So we will change this into plain form and put together with ようです。
寒いようです。寒いようです。雪が降っています。外は寒いようです。雪が降っています。外は寒いようです。
I came to the classroom, but no one is here. It seems that there is no class today. I came to the classroom is
教室に来ました。教室に来ました。
So we will change this 来ました into plain form and put together with けど。So けど means but.
教室に来たけど。
No one is here. In order to say no one, anyone, we will use 誰 plus も。And then we have to use negative verb after that.
誰もいません。誰もいません。
There is no class today is
今日は授業がありません。
So we will change this ありません into plain form and put together with ようです。
今日は授業がないようです。今日は授業がないようです。教室に来たけど誰もいません。今日は授業がないようです。教室に来たけど誰もいません。今日は授業がないようです。
Another usage of ようです is it makes the expression vague and less definitive even when it can be asserted positively. So for example,She doesn't seem happy. If you use ようです in this sentence, it will make the expression vague and less definitive. So this expression can be used when you don't want to say something bad about this person, or when you don't want to be rude to that person.
Happy is 嬉しいです。嬉しいです。So negative will be 嬉しくないです。嬉しくないです。
So we will change this into plain form and put together with ようです。
彼女は嬉しくないようです。彼女は嬉しくないようです。
So even though I know that she's not happy, I will make this into ようです, which means it seems like, so that you can make the expression vague and less definitive. Another example. He doesn't seem to be able to read kanji. He cannot read kanji is
彼は漢字が読めません。彼は漢字が読めません。
So, 読めません is potential form. So, therefore, before that, the particle will be が. So, we will change this 読めません into plain form and put together with ようです。
彼は漢字が読めないようです。彼は漢字が読めないようです。
So, in this case, I know that he cannot read kanji. However, by using ようです, it will make the expression vague and less definitive.You can avoid to hurt this person's feeling or you can avoid to be rude. Want to go is
行きたいです。行きたいです。
So negative will be
行きたくないです。行きたくないです。
We will change this into plain form and put together with ようです。
彼はパーティーに行きたくないようです。彼はパーティーに行きたくないようです。
So today we learned about ようです, which means it looks like, it seems like. This usage is very similar to the usage of らしいです, and it can be replaced. ようです is more based on objective judgments rather than らしいです. ようです is also used to make the expression vague and less definitive. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar,Please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。バイバイ。